My name is Kelly Reed. I teach at South Fayette High School.
My name is Amy Williams, and I teach at Elizabeth Forward Middle School.
Hello, I'm Jim Hausman. I teach high school English at South Fayette High School.
My name is Steve Hartnett, and I teach 8th grade at Elizabeth Forward.
Teaching, I think, was always in the back of my mind. I loved it ever since second grade, walking in. The feeling of putting your book bag on the back of the chair, having your pencils out, the love of staples. I've loved being in the classroom.
Unlike most of the people here, I did not know that I wanted to be a teacher. I actually started out in medicine. I have a nursing degree.
So I come from a whole family of educators. So I have three sisters who are all teachers, and my mom worked as an instructional aide.
When I was in high school, I was debating what to do, and I got accepted into Duquesne's business school, but over the summer I realized I know this is not what I want to do. And they had to tell you so much that you don't really need to know when you go in. The advisor was like, no, you need to make a decision. What do you want to do? And so I was like, I'll be a teacher.
But something was missing. So I ended up doing things in communications, things I hated. And I realized my true love was in the classroom. Went back to school, got my master's, and then I had the aha moment, student teaching, and I knew it was where I was supposed to be.
I just think seeing my sisters coming home and being so passionate about the profession, and my mom, she actually worked in the elementary school where I went. So seeing her working with students, I thought to myself, like, wow, this is really cool. And I see my sisters make a difference to their students, you know, I thought to myself, like, yeah, I want to do that.
I am Nicole Simon, and I teach at South Fayette High School.
I'm Aparna Wilder, and I do a couple of things. One is I have a startup here that's focused on building immersive storytelling tools and other types of storytelling tools for young people.
Hi, my name is Tyler Samstag, and I work with the Allegheny Intermediate Unit.
I'm Amy Eidenschink. I am the librarian at Hampton High School.
I don't know if I have a favorite moment. I have lots of great moments with students. I get to be kind of the cool aunt at the school because I give no grades and I have coffee shop. And
when you work in outside of the classroom, there's a lot less structure, and it's really hard sometimes to recognize like how to create structure in those environments. So I think some of the challenges I really face are student buy-in into ideas of letting go and kind of jumping in.
For most of my career, I've worked in alternative education. I've worked with court adjudicated youth and worked at a psychiatric hospital in New York City for a while. And in that environment, a lot of my students never really experienced a lot of success in formal education or formal academic environments. And so just building up that confidence that you have the potential to be successful within school.
My current district, I would say just making certain that everybody in the building remembers that the library is relevant and has a lot to offer.
My name is Joshua Baker, and I teach television, photography, theater, and soon to be radio at South Park High School.
I am Adrienne Endy. I teach French at South Fayette High School.
My name is Wendy Steiner, and I teach 12th grade English at Carlington High School.
My absolute favorite teaching moment is I had a group of kids in France. We were on a tour bus from the airport to the hotel, and I had a girl stand up. We were driving down the street, and she stood up, and she goes, "Oh my God, madame, France really is real. Look, like there's the pharmacy sign that you told us about, and look, there's this brand of car and this brand of car, and there's the metro station and everything we talked about in class. Like, it's right here. Here it is." And that just, like, solidified my career.
As often is with teaching, from what I have been led to believe from my parents and other teachers, that's often not the current moment where the payoff comes, where it's tangible. But we had an evening a few years ago where we were up against the wall. We had our set was completed. We were putting on a production, and one of my former students was helping out, and he made a call that we were in trouble. And about a dozen alumni came out at midnight on a Wednesday to help us finish the set. That was pretty rewarding just to see them all there. Like, we're here, what do you need?
Even though I'm an English teacher, I've had an opportunity in the past few years to do a lot with science, and I'm now the school's STEM coordinator for the Governor's STEM Project. And last year we had quite a bit of success. We made a pill dispenser with a biometric scanner in it and on a time dosing schedule. And the kids won a national contest, film contest actually, with storytelling for the Digital Promise, and they got to go to the New York Maker Faire and present their project. And we went to and competed at the state level.
Well, for me, favorite moment's always graduation. I go to graduation every year, and a lot of the teachers will dress up. We make a little tunnel for them to come and just look in each one of their faces as they're coming down the line. Like, it took a lot for you to get to this moment. So, and every year I'm like, I'm not going to cry, and I'm crying right now. And every year I'm always like, I'm going to cry, you know, because it's just, you know what it took to get to that point, and you were part of the journey, but a lot of it came down to them.